to help my dad out. I need to, you know, make some money myself and buy my own clothes, you know, start buying them. And I'm fixing to get a car, so I'll need to pay the gas on that,
oh, yeah.
which, you know, will take quite a bit of money. And so I sent in applications, you know, quite a few places. Well, Mother had come home and told me, you know, that she'd been up there to check with them. They heard they needed help. And so I, you know, went up there and filled out an application for them, and they told me they'd call me. So they did. Mm-hmm. Last Friday, they called me. Okay. And then they called back, you know, and said, well, we do need some help in the kindergarten section. You'd be a teacher, you know, and all that. And we've been praying that I would get a good job, you know, that I wouldn't have to work with the outside world as much, you know. And so I do really have a good Christian environment around me,
yeah,
with this job.
Yeah, that's good. What exactly are you supposed to do? What are your duties?
Well, I at 2:30 I go to work, and when I get there, they're taking a nap. And yes, well, it seems that the teacher that's there when I get there, they're fine. But as soon as they hear the door open, they know I'm there. And she leaves. As soon as she walks out of the room, all of them jump up and start yelling and all this, you know. But I get along with them pretty good. So at 3 o'clock, they're supposed to get up. And then we give them refreshments, juice and, you know, crackers or something. And then I take them to the restroom and all this, and then they go outside and play. And it's getting to where it's, you know, too hot for them to stay out, so we just stay inside and they color or work puzzles or, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
Other,
yeah,
than that. And then they go home around, some of them go home about 4:30, and most of them go home around 5 or 5:30. So
yeah, is this like vacation Bible school, or is it regular kindergarten that will last all summer?
This is a regular kindergarten. It'll last all summer,
mm-hmm,
until school starts again, and then,
mm-hmm,
I, you know, they'll be going into first grade, so.
Do they run a kindergarten that operates, like, during the school year, too?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know much about it, you know, that church. I just know,
yeah,
a few things, because.
And how long have you worked? What?
4 days. Today will be my fourth day.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. When you were in grade school and stuff, what were you ever in Campfire Girls or Girl Scouts or anything like that?
No, I wasn't ever in any groups, you know, when I was in grade school. I just went to school and played, and that was it. I didn't worry about anything else.
Yeah. What church did you go? Did you go to church?
Piedmont Church of Christ. When I was first adopted, we went to Prairie Creek Church of Christ.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, it's a very small church, and ours used to be real small, but we added on, and now it's, you know, we have a big auditorium and all this because more people are starting to come in. So. But now I go to Piedmont. I've been there for about, 13 years, something like that, so.
How old were you when you were adopted?
Two years old.
Okay. You were adopted from Dallas, like,
mm-hmm,
you were presumably born in Dallas and lived here?
Yes, I've lived here all my life. I've lived here ever since I was born, but I was adopted in Dallas.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything before that? Some people can remember a little bit, you know, before that.
No, not really. I just remember my brother was adopted too.
Uh-huh.
And all I can remember is watching him take baths and Mother always, you know, giving all the attention to him.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of sat back and watched, but I had my fun with him. He'd just be, you know, tall enough to reach the piano keys. He'd stick his fingers up there, and I'd slam the lid or something, you know. And then Mother would run in there, and I'd run my fingernails down his back or something, and then, you know, make it look like he did it himself. So
he's younger.